This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Speakers, publishers, consultants, coaches, and info marketers unite. The Speaking of Wealth Show is your roadmap to success and significance. Learn the latest tools, technologies, and tactics to get more bookings, sell more products, and attract more clients. If you're looking to increase your direct response sales, create a big-time personal brand, and become the go-to guru, the Speaking of Wealth Show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Alex Gruntsev to the show. He is Chief Innovation Officer and Executive VP of PressReader, and this is a very unique business model for news and information, and I just want to dive into it more. We'll talk about the consumer and the publisher side of this, which is pretty interesting. Alex, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Jason. I am well, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. Give our listeners a sense of geography. Where are you located?
Vancouver. On the West Coast.
Beautiful place. Vancouver, British Columbia or Washington?
No, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous city. Gorgeous city. Well, good. So tell us about PressReader. What exactly is it?
PressReader offers an all-you-can-read service that includes thousands of newspapers and magazines. To be precise, 2,500 newspapers from all over the world and over 1,000 of magazines that are available for a very low monthly fee of $29.95, and that allows full access to the entire collection.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So $19.95 per month, you say?
$29.95.
Oh, $29.95 per month. Okay. So any newspaper, are these normally subscription newspapers, and are they just newspapers?
Well, as you know, with many paywalls now available, subscription to an individual title may easily cost from anywhere from $15 to $20 a month. And many newspapers, many premium titles have that paid offerings. Let's say Washington Post, Globe and Mail, Daily Mail from UK, The Australian, and the list goes on. And all of them now can be just accessed through PressReader. And in this case, you're not limiting yourself to any particular title, but you're very flexible in choosing whatever title you want to read, and you can switch from one title to another at any time.
Mm-hmm. Good, good stuff. And so how many titles available?
So right now it's 2,500 newspapers and over 1,000 magazines. And among magazines, there are a lot of very famous brands like GQ, Vogue, Elle, Cosmopolitan, and many others.
Do you get the entire magazine and the entire newspaper?
Yes, this is exactly how it works. We as a company will sign an agreement with each publisher, and as a result, we're getting the feed the same time it goes to the printing press. So in many cases, you would be able to read European newspapers well before.
The Europeans do. You're right. Yeah, that's great. That's really cool. Can you read this without an internet connection? Can you use it, you know, say you're on the plane or you're in a developing country where you don't have easy internet, or does it require a connection?
Well, it certainly requires a connection for you to pick and choose the title that you want to access. But then if you're using an iPad or another tablet, Android tablet, Windows tablet, or BlackBerry phone, you can download the full edition of the newspaper onto your phone directly. So that you can later access, for example, if you're traveling and you're in the air. So now you have something very interesting to read and to have some meaningful time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good reviews in the App Store, by the way. I'm talking about for iPhone. I know you have Android apps too. But this is just a great model. I mean, why hasn't someone else done this? I love it. It's really great to have access to just this whole... You know, it's like walking into the newsstand and you can just have everything with you all the time, you know, whereas managing all these individual subscriptions, it's really a hassle. Even, you know, I'd say Amazon probably makes it the easiest, or the iBook store at the Apple's version. But this is even easier than both of those, you know, because you don't have to do individual subscriptions.
Indeed. This is exactly what we're working on, and that's why exactly we've spent so much effort on this. There are some attempts to do similar services, but it's an extremely difficult operationally. You would find some companies that do aggregation of magazines, and the reason for this is that magazines generally have a longer shelf life, and you have a little bit of more flexibility in the time of processing a title. But if you're dealing with newspaper content is good for maybe 6-8 hours. So you should be able to process the entire edition of, let's say, Washington Post in just merely 20 minutes and make it available immediately throughout the world, throughout all the apps that we support and provide content to, so that people will enjoy it in a very short period of time. And to process it in such a short cycle, it's a very challenging task from a technological point of view.
I would assume that the money is pretty difficult, too, because I assume that the publishers are not giving you this content for free to resell. You have to pay them, right? Because normally they'd have a subscription.
Absolutely. So the amount of money the publishers will receive depends greatly on how much time readers will spend with that particular content.
Right. So you're actually monitoring it at the granular level of, you know, like I'm looking at the app right now, and if I take a look at Deal Magazine, and I spend 5 minutes there, and then I take a look at Wish Magazine, or, you know, you've got some big GQ, you've got some big titles here for sure. That's how you're going to pay the publisher?
Well, agreements can be very, and we're dealing with publishers throughout the world. Obviously, the terms are slightly different and everything is different, but the general idea is that we go and charge customers on a monthly basis. In addition to customers, we have a lot of businesses that actually sponsor access to the service on their premises. A lot of them are actually offering public access to the service. We'll talk about it in a minute. After that, so basically the substantial portion of that revenue will be distributed to publishers. And that revenue that a particular publisher will receive greatly depends on how famous is their content, how easily they are discoverable in the catalog, in the of the publications, and how well their readers are just simply informed about that availability.
Mm-hmm. Now I cleaned up my feed, and I wish I would have had it this way before I just made that last statement, because now I've got all English titles before I was looking through every country, which is just really amazing. You know, if you want to brush up on another language that you're learning, it's nice to have all these foreign publications too, because that's very helpful for immersion learning. Really a neat idea. So how can publishers use this as well? And what I'm really asking there is for you to speak to, if it's even applicable, to small publishers that don't have the New York Times or, you know, big publications. You know, can small publishers get in on this too?
Certainly, smaller and medium-sized publishers can benefit from this tremendously. First of all, primarily because the development budgets that are typically a little bit more available with bigger publishers, like you can have your own development team that will build your own apps and will be able to upgrade these apps in time for, you know, iOS releasing and get another version of their software. Even for bigger publishers, it does make sense because, as you know, the industry is going through some very interesting times and reimagining itself, understanding that certain paradigms that used to work well no longer necessarily work as well. For example, previously, a bigger newspaper will be almost an exclusive position in their respective market. But now it's with internet and multiple sources competing for the attention of customers, that becomes increasingly difficult. And at the same time, subscribers or just users, which used to be happy with just getting, you know, one particular source and having all the news coming from one particular source, it's no longer the case. All people now want to have multiple points of view. They want to see the best coverage, and if the best sports section, let's say, runs in New York Post, they want that section from New York Post, while they want maybe for international coverage, they may go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So they can sort of piece together their own news, and it's really nice, too, because it's in the format of, you know, it looks just like the publication. I mean, is that true across the board? It's looking like that to me so far.
Indeed it is. And we offer both basically text version of the source, of the publication, as well as full graphics. So you can enjoy the magazine in its full glory, and you can see the newspaper exactly the same way it was published on the newsstand. So including all the graphics, all the advertising that's there, and you can enjoy all the design features which are present in the issue.
Yeah, that's great. And it looks like you can download, without being a member, you can download individual content. So you can just grab one magazine and pay for it, or not pay for it. I just downloaded a free one. I guess they're not all, there's not a charge for all of them, it looks like. And they can be auto-delivered. Really, this is long overdue. This is a great. How long have you been in business?
Well, the company itself has been in the business for quite a while. We're almost 15 years in business, but for the digital part of the business, that's been relatively new, and the entire business model, which has been offered to the marketing, to the publishing world, is relatively new. We're talking maybe 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Fantastic. Where are you going with this? Where do you see the future of this type of news and news in general?
Well, we believe that the market of publishing is overdue for quite a substantial change in the business model. When I'm mentioning this, well, it's relatively easy now to point to Netflix, to Spotify, and or iTunes, for that matter, that changed the very business model of distribution of music and video, right? They brought convenience to the reader, and they brought it at the right price. So now we've seen Blockbuster, and the business of renting a movie. Like maybe 5 years ago, if I would tell you to rent a movie, that would be like a reasonable proposition. Today, many people wouldn't even know what we're talking about.
Oddly, though, we have Redbox, and it's just sort of, I've never really understood why people use it, but people do. So, I don't know, it's just kind of interesting. I don't know if you have that in Canada, maybe you don't.
Redbox is quite popular, but then again, it's a policy of companies that they don't make necessarily digital access available for some time, still giving the window of business opportunity to rentals, but they definitely have to be done on an entirely new level with an entirely different cost structure.
Really interesting stuff. So are newspapers dead? Are magazines dead? I mean, are they just dying a slow death? Or what's the status of print? You know, it seems like it's still here.
Well, Jason, just like your question is, we have to split it in two parts. One is when we're talking about the print as a format of delivery of newspaper content. Well, it may not necessarily be that. I'm sure there is quite a bit of customers that still want to get it in their in the format they used to have before. But then again, that is definitely turning into a niche product, right? Like with vinyl records and stuff. So there is definitely a market for it, but it's no longer a mass product as it used to be. The second part, obviously, is about the content itself. And we clearly see the need for the long-form journalism. We see the need for quality reporting. We see the need for somebody to do the research and check facts and try to make sense of what's going on. And whether it's the result of that work is being delivered on paper, digitally, behind a paywall, or maybe through some other convenient way that makes all sources available in one place, in a very similar and fluid interface, and at a reasonable price, well, we'll see.
I really like, you know, that you have, I mean, you even have the Washington Post on here. You've got, you know, major publications. Yeah, I mean, you can just read the Chicago Tribune, the Dallas Morning News, just anything you want. USA Today, of course. You know, there was a lot of news about Jeff Bezos buying the Washington Post, I guess it was last year, right? And really modernizing it with all of his tremendous knowledge and skill that he's implemented at Amazon. What do you have any thoughts about that as to, you know, what that means to the industry?
Well, we still haven't seen the results of that thinking. So Jeff Bezos obviously is a very interesting person that came and brought a lot of business models to the market that have not existed before. So I'm waiting for interesting innovation on that front as much as you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very interesting. What does this mean to advertisers? You know, when it's in digital format, you have the opportunity to let someone just click on an ad and buy a jacket that they see in the ad in GQ. I mean, is there a another big innovation coming to advertising with this kind of thing?
Well, oddly enough, but according to statistics, about 30% of people buy magazines actually because of the advertising. So on the internet, we kind of got used to struggling with annoying ads, but in the printed word, it's actually been quite the opposite story. While advertising and interactive advertising and large-scale advertising is exciting, are exciting topics, what we see now is that a lot of companies, a lot of organizations are willing to sponsor access to press reader service. And we've been working with libraries for quite some time, but what is typical for libraries is usually unheard of in many other segments. We've, about a year ago, we started to offer what's called Hotspot. And a hotspot is basically a Wi-Fi area where press reader is being sponsored, let's say, by a hotel. So imagine you're walking into, let's say...
I know where you're going. This is good. Yeah.
In the hotel, and suddenly press reader tells you, well, in this area, it's free. So you can enjoy and browse it because it's been sponsored by, let's say, Fairmont or Four Seasons or Ritz-Carlton or Shangri-La or many other hotels. And we just started to offer hotspots about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. That would seem really good for coffee shops, obviously. You know, you've got your device with you and here's the newspaper and the coffee shop doesn't have to keep cleaning up and throwing newspapers away, you know, that make a mess. So it would seem kind of logical for them too, huh?
Newspapers and coffee go together naturally. And definitely would like to see that in that segment as well. But, you know, in hospitality, they've been delivering newspapers to your room for as long as probably we remember hospitality.
Yeah, and Marriott's the first one that really started keeping track of which one you like to read, I remember. And now it's just a heck of a lot easier, isn't it?
It is. With PressReader, it's much easier. Plus, you no longer have all the garbage and the recycling to do. It's much easier to handle. Many customers actually are in these days are more frustrated by printed papers delivered to their room because they don't really use that product at home. It's just like, you know, what to do? I have like a sense of guilt that if I'm just throwing it without opening, but I really have no reason to open it. And PressReader solves that fundamental problem. Is that the users that still enjoy newspapers, they're getting phenomenal variety. And now it's not just a local paper, which you probably haven't been reading anyway before arriving to the city. But now you have all the magazines and everything available.
Very good stuff. What about richer media, you know, video and things like that? Or is that just really another business? I'm kind of curious about that.
Well, there is clearly a fine balance here. So on one hand, having video content, additional photographs, and all additional maybe even content that didn't make to the printed edition are of great importance to the reader, and especially for somebody who wants to dig a little bit deeper into a particular topic. But at the same time, like for the past few years, publishers have been having all kind of experiments with rich media and creating applications and, you know, making sure their scientific charts are so well illustrated with dynamic charts and dynamic something. And at the same time, as it can be good, it can be extremely overwhelming as well. So finding the right balance so that it will combine predictability, simplicity of the interface, and the overall, like, basically the complexity of the thing should reflect the need for it. So we'll see their continued experimentation in that field.
Very interesting. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Alex, thank you for joining us and telling us about PressReader. The website is pressreader.com, and apps are available in all the usual app stores. I appreciate having you on the show. This is a great service, and I hope to see it expand a lot, and I hope to get my favorite magazines on there and so forth. It's really a good idea, an idea whose time has come.
Jason, thank you for your insightful questions. It's been a pleasure.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.